What?
My red bag.
Want to take your book? Well, you know, this book is too big to fit in the bag. I gotta make your lunch, too. I forgot so far. I haven't made your lunch yet. Ooh, so many things to remember in the morning, huh? So many things.
What now?
What?
Make my lunch now.
You mean instead of getting dressed? Well, I think I'd better get dressed. I can make your lunch pretty easily. There's nobody fighting with me when I'm making your lunch. But when I'm trying to get you dressed, then sometimes I have to fight with a little girl. What little girl?
Naomi.
Right. Naomi. Yeah. And that's much harder than making a lunch. Any old body can make a reasonable lunch. Yeah. Okay. Well, what about I just put a sock on, huh?
No.
It's an old sock? That isn't very much.
Yes.
It's just an old sock. Let's just put an old sock on. Any old sock. On any old foot. Okay? There. Oh, that's some progress, isn't it? What's gonna come next?
Poopoo panties.
Poopoo panties on?
Mm.
Okay, let's put some poopoo panties on.
Bottom and panties.
Where's the bottom to go in these panties? Okay. Come on over here. Come on over here. Come on.
Where's poopoo?
Where is it?
Yep.
I don't know.
Here's poopoo. Hey, Mommy.
Yeah. Yeah, what's he doing? Flip? He doing flip?
How does he do this?
I don't know. You better ask him.
He does it. You
better ask him what he's doing. Come on over here.
No.
Come on over here.
No.
Oh, yes.
No.
Oopsie, careful.
No, Daddy.
What?
I want Daddy.
You want Daddy? No, honey. Now, come on. You've got to get ready for school. Come on, sweetie. I don't want to have to get angry with you this morning. No. I don't want to get angry with you.
No.
Well, you know it's going to happen, don't you? You know we're eventually going to get you dressed. There's just no reason to just fool around about it.
No.
Oh, we'll fight about it.
No.
No.
No reason
at all. Come on, raise your arms up. Lift your arms up to the ceiling. See if you can touch the ceiling. See if you can touch the ceiling. Oh, almost. So big. Could almost touch the ceiling.
Yeah, I didn't.
You didn't? You didn't quite reach it? Oh, well, I guess you'd have to get a little bit bigger first. before you can touch the ceiling.
Wait, there's a
blue one. Where did Mommy buy this one?
I know.
It was a tag sale.
Yeah, wearing the zipper.
That's always hard, not catching your old hair in that zipper. Okay. I'm going to put some pants on. Where did we get these? Oh, these pants are all dirty. Can't wear these. Who did we get these pants from? Don't remember?
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on here. Come back and I'll put the book down for a minute and I'll get the pants on. We got these pants from the Liebermans. Aren't they nice, all these pants we got from the Liebermans?
Because they're purple red.
Yeah.
Red purple.
Such good warm ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're yucky? Oh, I think they're nice.
They're nice. Whoa, who was that?
Yeah.
Can I go see you? Okay, I want to serve my book.
Okay. Georgie? Okay, there's your Georgie. This is
get water in your eyes, okay? little at you. You stay in the water, you're supposed to get wet. Well, you're supposed to get wet right here. Couldn't get wet. If you go down here, there's some people. Have to walk. Bum, bum, bum. Hey man, I have spy for you. Do you like them? Okay. You can go back and sit. Okay. Goldilocks. Goldilocks. Let's find Goldilocks. It's gonna go right there. Because she's not the bus driver.
To your dollies?
I want to talk to my little dolly now.
Okay. Is that a baby?
Yep.
Okay. You talk to the baby.
Hi, baby. Are you willing to walk? Then you can. Then you can go in the bowl. Maybe go. Somebody gonna cry. Your child will cry.
Oh, honey, no, no, no. I mean, look, you're getting way more, way out of the tub. Try not to splash out of the tub, honey. Mm-hmm. What?
Try to hold it.
Okay, Mom, it's time to get out of the tub now.
No, I'm going to pick on the washcloth.
Well, I'd like you to get out of the tub now, honey. Because it's time to eat.
Time to eat. I want to take my people.
Your people?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take that person out. And where's the other one?
I want to put
the bowl in the sink so it can dry off in the sink.
No! Why throw the bowl away?
It has to dry off for a while. Come on. Come on, let's go out. Come on. Stand up. Go,
no, sure.
Go. Oh, God. Come on, stand up.
No shirt.
What?
No shirt.
No shirt.
No, sir.
No, sir.
No.
Come on.
No, sir.
Come on, Cookie.
No, sir.
Taki, go. Go.
No, sir. No, sir.
Well, then I'll have to just pick you up and take you out. Because it's time to eat now. I take the dinner out of the oven and put it on the table. We're all going to eat and watch TV. You can program on TV once. Come on, I don't want to fool around. No, I want your arms. I want your arms.
Pick me up.
Well, I can't hardly know where to go. Can you stand right there on the towel? Get your dry off.
I want this. I want this, Dolly.
What, Dolly? This one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. You get the towel. Let's get you dried off. Yes, no, but they want to get you dry so you don't get cold.
I'm dry.
Dry yourself.
No, I'm not. Yes, I am. Nope. No, I'm not.
Oh, no, I'm not cold. I know. That's why I want to get you dry. Don't cough on me.
What?
Don't cough on me.
Oh,
there.
I want to see what the mirror looks like.
You want to see yourself wet?
Yeah.
Okay.
My hair wet.
Ow. A wet girl? Okay, Cookie. There you go. This is November 15th, and there are some people here talking to Naomi, and she is talking in her typical kind of baby talk, and I want to get that on the table.
Penelope, act him up. Now he can't see what's happening outside.
Can you take a peek? Sit there so you can relax really much. Naomi, take the block out of the mouth. No.
Knock him down.
You're going to hurt the penguin if you knock him down. You don't want to do that, do you? Whoops. Stand up again. Let's see this puzzle you have, Naomi. Whoops. What kind of things do you have in here? Do you know what this is?
Look.
This is an obstacle course. What book is that?
Come here for a minute. No, come here for a minute. Would you read that to us?
No.
Can we read it to you?
Yes.
Whee! The new family moved in next door. They have a girl, and the girl has a dog. Where's the girl?
That's Bruno.
Bruno and Bruno? That's not Bruno and Bruno. Who's Bruno?
Yeah, two Brunos in that book.
Who's this then?
That's Bruno.
Three Brunos?
Yeah.
Oh, that's silly.
Elizabeth.
Who?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth? Oh, okay. The girl said, hi, I'm Martha, and this is my dog, Bruno. He's a very big dog. I thought you said her name was Bruno. It's Martha. Who's that?
Clifford.
Clifford. Wow, he's a big dog. What's your dog's name?
Pucky.
Pucky. That's a pretty name. Where is your dog?
Daddy, bad dog.
Oh, he's a bad dog?
Yeah.
Oh.
Boo boo in the kitchen.
Oh. Yeah, that's not very good for him to do that, not at all.
No.
Well, Martha said, your dog may be a little bigger than Bruno, but I bet Bruno is smarter. I will show you some tricks.
Who's smarter? Is Bruno smarter?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. Listen.
Then Martha sent Bruno to the newspaper stand to bring her a paper. So I sent Clifford to bring me a paper. Right?
Boy, that Clifford's a big dog.
Dog. Is your dog that big?
Spilling out the paper.
Yeah, he's spilling it all. But how big is your dog? Is he as big as Clifford or as big as Bruno?
Is he bigger than you?
No.
Smaller?
That big? Oh, he must be a big dog.
He poo-poo outside.
Well, that's better outside the kitchen. Martha said, Bruno plays dead better than any dog I know. He was pretty good. But not as good as Clifford. I said, Clifford, play dead. He's really doing a good job of
playing
dead.
Can your dog do that?
He's saying, arr.
Is that what he's saying? That's a good
impersonation.
Yeah. That was pretty good, Martha said. But watch this. Martha said, speak, Bruno. Bruno spoke. I hated to do it, but I couldn't let Clifford lose. I said, speak, Clifford.
What did he say then?
Bow wow.
Yeah.
Bow wow.
Is that what your dog says?
Does he go,
a little sound like that or a big sound?
Ruff.
Oh, a big ruff, huh? Oh, I see. Some people make Whoa. You're very agile, aren't you? Some people make such a fuss over a little bark. It's called people running to see what happened.
Here's your police car.
No.
That's
not my pretty car.
Whose is that?
Bam.
Okay.
New shoes. My new shoes.
Those your new shoes?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Oh, they pretty.
Hey, those are pretty. Those suede. Those are really nice.
Yeah. That's an awfully big yo-yo, Nomi.
Hey, by my teeth.
Is that part of your necklace?
No.
That's pretty. That's a really nice. Nomi, would you like to have a tea party?
Yes.
Okay.
Read the story.
And then we'll have
the story.
Okay. I tell the policeman I wouldn't let Clifford bark again. I tell them it was just a trick. They wanted to see Clifford do another trick. So I told him to roll over. How did he roll over?
Yeah.
Can you roll over like he did?
Hey, you're pretty good.
My goodness.
You could be a Clifford, too.
That was a mistake. What happened to the car?
He rolled over.
Right.
He was hurt.
We decided to take a walk while the policeman talked to Daddy about the car. Poor Daddy. Martha said, maybe Clifford is a little bigger and a little smarter, but I bet Bruno is braver. We walked to the bridge. I'll show you how brave Bruno is, Martha said. She told Bruno to jump on the railing and walk. He was too smart. He wouldn't do it. That's not a very safe thing to do, is it? Uh-huh. No, he could get hurt. Then Martha did a foolish thing.
What's going to happen?
Oh, no.
Don't look.
Boom.
I fell down.
Yeah, that's what happened to Martha, didn't it? Only she fell off a bridge. See, but she slipped. Bruno was brave. He jumped in to save her. That was nice of Bruno to try and save her. But he just wasn't big enough or strong enough. Help! Help! Help!
So there's a pagan will shoot.
What's happening?
Clifford!
Oh! It was Clifford!
Hooray! He saved her!
Oh, good for Clifford! The policemen were so happy that they forgave Clifford for mashing their car. Martha said, thank you, Clifford. You are the biggest, bravest, smartest dog I know. Thank you for saving Bruno, because I love him more than any other dog in the world. I love you more than any dog, other dog in the world.
Yes, bless you.
Isn't that nice? Now we both know who is the best dog of all.
Clifford and Leo now.
Right. Everybody likes their own dog best.
What's your favorite dog?
Pucky.
Okay, let's have a tea party.
No! I'll read my Halloween book.
Your Halloween book?
You can read functions.
That come on, Jen, was sort of the example of the thing I said she did.
Morning time!
She gets this very little voice.
Okay.
Oh,
she was. She said, no, Jen.
Yeah, that's good.
But when you're talking to her, you don't have this half of voice, do you? No, but she may be picking it up from the way we talk to the baby.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And we told her, when they first moved in with Jennifer, we told her that, you know, she had to be gentle with Jennifer and explain things carefully to her because she was little and she didn't understand and all this kind of business.
Hey!
How old is Jennifer?
Night time!
I'm going to fall asleep in
Yes.
What's
the first
ever? Oh, don't see him.